MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Chetan Rumler. He's head of quantitative research for Stanlib Systematic Solutions. Chetan, appreciate the time. Ever since ChatGPT came out, some 2.5 years ago, the world has been all around AI. Truthfully, we had varying types of it long before that. But let's look at machine learning and why is it important for fund managers to understand it and be involved in it?
Yes, Simon. Firstly, thank you so much for having me. It's really such a fascinating topic. And I think AI really has taken the world by storm over the last couple of years. And I think it's important just to start off understanding what AI is, because I think there's a lot of confusion and sort of misconception between AI and machine learning. So one can sort of think of artificial intelligence as the broad family, and it's sort of the ability of computers and machines to learn and reason and also self-correct. And within this broad family of AI, machine learning is a subset. And it's sort of in the name, learning, where it's the ability for systems to actually automatically learn and improve without them being explicitly programmed. And that's really the key, because what it's doing, it's really unlocking a whole new set of tools for fund managers and essentially anyone across multiple fields.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, touching fields left, right, and center. Can they enhance decision-making in the investment process? And perhaps even more importantly, can it help mitigate investment risks?
Yes, completely. So as I said, it's sort of taking us to this new frontier where essentially, we aren't, or for the first time in many decades, and for the first time, I guess, in history, we don't have to also rely on traditional data sets, for example. So if you think in the investment case of a company's balance sheet or income statement, or more broadly, their financial statements, tools such as machine learning now are enabling things like alternative data sets to be used. So things as interesting as satellite imagery, or, for example, drone footage, for example, which would inform a certain decision, which 10 years ago wasn't possible. But it's only through these new tools that we can harness it. So from both a opportunity perspective as well as risk management, now we can do a whole lot more with the data we have available.
It's here to stay. There's been a lot of talk in the last couple of years around jobs at risk from artificial intelligence. I'm imagining that in the investment manager space, I mean, there are going to be some sectors which might lose some jobs. I'm not sure that it's in the investment manager. As you're explaining it, it's a tool rather than completely taking over.
That's it. I think the idea and discussion around the job displacement is a fair one, and I think it's one that's gaining more traction. I think we can't sort of keep our heads in the sand. This technology is going to disrupt industries, for sure. And there will be this disruptive effect, especially in the short term. But if you put on a medium to longer term hat, I think what's going to happen is that there's going to be a sort of, let's call it job displacement slash a reimagining of jobs, where there'll be new types of roles that are coming to the fore. Like you mentioned, in the investment management space specifically, these are really tools, and they are tools to augment what we bring to the table as humans and as managers. So I think it will be less of an issue, because wherever our creativity and our skills are applied as humans, that optimal outcome is only achieved by combining both man and machine. So I think we are a very long way from just letting machines sort of run a show.
I hope a very, very long way. But I like your point. It's in the sense of, you know, somebody was doing a task. The artificial intelligence, I mean, my personal experience, it kind of lifts some of those more repetitive, perhaps admin type tasks, and frankly frees me to do the sort of core of my job. In the case of investment managers, to make those decisions, to look and quantify risks. It actually is enhancing. There will be some job shifts, but it enhances the process overall.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, if you take something as, I mean, anyone in financial services will understand the power of Excel.
Yeah.
I think the world's systems run off Excel and spreadsheets. But if you think of the risk and the inherent risk in running some of these spreadsheet models, now with these new tools, embracing artificial intelligence, machine learning, being able to automate a lot of tasks, that in itself plays such a huge role in risk mitigation, where these repetitive tasks, now suddenly you can actually have them done and have peace of mind that they are being automated, being run robustly, which in itself removes risk and makes things more efficient. And like you correctly point out, what that does is it allows the human to express their creativity, to sort of not worry about repetitive, simple type tasks, but now actually focus on the vision and a more bigger picture type perspective.
Yeah, the AI is kind of doing the grunt work in a sense and not making the final investment decision. I'm imagining this is something which is, I mean, this must now be at StanLib and particularly in the systematic solutions. It must be built in and ingrained in the process now. It's kind of there in the background at all points, sometimes even in the foreground.
I think all of us in this industry are at the sort of bottom of the J curve where this technology is still relatively new, but with each passing month almost, the developments are rapid. I think, as with all things, one has to be cautious with how you deploy new technology. And I mean, especially in our team, we are very cautious with how we use it. At the moment, really, we're looking at the sort of value unlocks like automating work, helping us summarize research reports. You know, looking at, for example, on the coding and programming side, how can we use AI to help us optimize our coding?
Yeah.
So there's many ways, even deploying certain investment processes to cloud to allow better computation. So there are so many different avenues that one can look at, but with all things, you take it in your stride, approach it cautiously. But the important thing is that people are thinking along these lines and are open to embracing these technologies. I think, you know, the world we're in is very different to one even 10 years ago. The amount of data we have at our disposal is significant. And that means the tools we use have to change and evolve. And that's really the most important point.
It's the embracing, but I also like your point around, this is a J-curve. We are so early into this that it's almost incomprehensible to think of where we end up ultimately, I don't know, 5, 10, certainly 20, 30 years down the line. We leave it there. That's Chetan Ramla. He is Head of Quantitative Research, StanLib Systematic Solutions. Chetan, appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.